Welcome back to this week's episode of the Jewish Diaspora Report. On this week's episode, I thought we would catch up where we have been talking for the past few weeks, and that is the change in things that are going on in the world with the whole Hamas-Israel conflict. One of the main things that I've been seeing a lot and being contacted about a lot is this Jewish group or that Jewish group and various videos of them protesting Israel and people wondering why people who are Jewish are speaking out and how we can add that to the conversation. So for this week's episode, I want to talk a little bit about that. Many of you guys who are on social media have probably come across varieties of groups across the United States, Canada, and the world who hold signs that say Jews against Israel or Jews for Palestine or Jews for a free Gaza. But the key fact is that they're using the word Jews, and so therefore people take it a little bit more seriously because people say, well, if they're Jewish, they must know something more than the rest of us. Somehow they have a little bit more credibility than just other groups. If you have an Arab group for Palestine, of course, that would be somewhat expected. Whereas if you have Jews for Palestine, the supposed enemy of Palestine, then they must have a very unique message. And you know, people like to tokenize these people to suggest that if a Jewish person speaks out against Israel or for the Palestinians, that they must be somehow more truthful than the rest of the Jews. These are the ones who are maybe willing to speak out against Israel, unlike all of the other ones who are lying, which of course is completely ridiculous. In fact, it's the other way around, where the majority of Jewish people stand for Israel, for Israel's right to exist, for Israel's right to safety. So why are these people on university campuses and on social media holding signs pro-Palestinian and anti-Israel? Unfortunately, we see within the Western circles many people, not just Jewish people, who are very uneducated about the topic. As we kind of talked about last week, the fact that a lot of these people at these marches really don't have much clue on what's going on. Maybe you saw a video online, and so of course you go out to fight whatever misdeed that you believe you heard about or saw. But they don't really get the entire story, and that seems to be the issue for many North American and Western Jews, many of which who've never been to Israel, who may not have ever met an Israeli, but for some reason they have very strong opinions on the situation because they believe that they understand it. This uneducated group, typically of Western left Jewish people, have various reasons why they might be doing it. One, just they don't feel the need to actually do any research on their own, or they feel like they are through their left-wing silo on social media. They maybe don't understand the history of how many times Israel has offered peace to the Palestinian people through various negotiations and pulling out of Gaza. They don't really understand that or know that, so therefore it's not surprising that maybe if all they hear is Israel keeps occupying and all these other falsehoods, why they would support it. And, of course, the world tokenizes them as being the Jews who are willing to speak the truth, unlike the rest of us who stand up for truth, fact, and human rights. Another possibility, or maybe even addition to that first possibility, is something that Barry Weiss talks about in her books about anti-Semitism and the fact that the left no longer classifies anti-Semitism as sort of a legitimate issue in the world. And in reality, the Jewish people are strong, powerful, have a lot of power in the world, so therefore they're no longer an oppressed people. And therefore the leftist Jews, in order to want to fit in with the leftists who hate Israel and who demonize the Jews as being this oppressor, that Jewish people who maybe don't know any better will happily take on that idea in order to prove their worth to the left. If you want to fit in with left circles, you need to be willing to call out Israel and be accepting of the fact that your people are oppressors. So the people that are standing up against Israel and for the Palestinian people and not mentioning the terror and any other issues like that might be doing it to try and show their value and show their worth and to shake off the colonizer's stench from their body as a Jewish person. I have to apologize for being Jewish, so let me show how much I'm into this Free Palestine movement. I have to be a zealous person so I can really make people not think that I might have some secret Jewish ideas about Israel being free to protect themselves and things of that nature. You know, it's really shameful, and of course they are tokenized because despite their inability to understand the conflict properly, they are seen as somehow more knowledgeable because they're willing to tell the story that the left wants to hear, and then they're of course tokenized for it. This isn't every Jewish person who supports that. Many Jewish people, and I can't say all, because I know there are some people who might have unfortunate views, but almost all, most rational and reasonable pro-Israel Jewish people are pro-Palestinian Arab civilians. There's no question. There's no question that people want freedom, safety for everybody. Nothing would be better if we can go back to the time when in Gaza we had no border and people could walk freely back and forth across and go to the beach and they can come into Israel and get a lunch. It was no problem. It was only after Hamas created a terror state that the border walls had to go up in order to protect Israeli citizens. We all want to go back to that. So just because you're not holding a sign that says pro-Palestine, Jews for Palestine, whatever that might be, doesn't mean that the people who are pro-Israel are not pro-Palestinian Arab. The reality is we believe that the Palestinian people deserve better, but we are pro-Israel because we understand that at the hands of the Israelis and the IDF and all of the amazing things we've offered for people over the years, the peace, the security of the Israeli Arabs, we want that and we want to help the Palestinian Arabs all over the area in order to get that freedom. But we're still pro-Israel because Israel is the only country in the region that actually offers these people that freedom. Not Jordan, not Egypt, not Saudi Arabia or Iran. Nobody is offering these people freedom, safety, and security. I keep saying to friends who ask me questions about if there'll ever be peace and what's going to happen in the future, and I say, look to the Israeli Arabs. Things are not perfect. By no standards are they perfect, but they are the most free in the entire Middle East. So people who are pro-Palestinian should be pro-Israel. And these people who are walking around with signs saying Jews for Palestine or whatever that might be, clearly are so uneducated that they have no idea that it is at the hands of the Israelis that they can give them that peace and that safety and security. That's literally what's going on in Gaza right now, is the attempt to remove the people who are threatening Palestinian civilian lives in Gaza. You have to be so uneducated and so clueless and so brainwashed or so siloed in that leftist view of big bad Israel to not realize that Israel is trying to help the civilian populations at risk to Israeli soldiers, Israeli civilians, people who are putting their lives on the line, not entirely just for Israel. They're doing it for Gazan citizens, people who live there, who need to get to safety and freedom that are being held against their will by people who want them as human shields. Israel is putting their soldiers in harm's way to save Palestinian Arab lives. And nobody's talking about it because these tokenized Jewish groups don't even understand, care, or even know about this. And it is so painful to see. Another group that I often get messages about frequently, actually, and it's funny because often when someone sends me a clip or can you explain this to me, I know exactly what it's going to be. It's the group of Hasidic Jews called the Neutrei Kartai. And this group you are very well familiar with. They have dinners and events with the Iranian regime who wants to kill Israel. They are often at pro-Palestinian rallies, and they are very frequently tokenized. People think because they're Hasidic Jews that they look extra Jewish, that somehow their tokenization is extra important. They must know really what's going on in the Jewish community because they look so stereotypically Jewish. For those of you who are not aware, this group, Neutrei Kartai, is only in a few places around the world, and I'll point out they actually have a very large presence in the state of Israel. The state they believe doesn't belong and doesn't deserve to exist. They live freely with the protection of the IDF while calling them out and saying Israel doesn't have a right to exist. The Neutrei Kartai are a religious sect of Judaism. They follow most Jewish practices. And the one thing that they don't do is believe in Israel. But that's not exactly accurate. I did that on purpose. They do believe in Israel and a state of the Jews. However, they don't believe that this modern, current, secular state that was quote-unquote man-made. Many would argue it was actually God who brought this about, who made this happen. But they think it's man-made. They also don't appreciate the fact that it is a secular country, that the LGBTQ plus community has rights, that people who are secular and don't believe in being religious should have freedoms just like everybody else. They want a religious state. They believe that this religious state only comes at the hands of God through the Messiah. So when the Messiah comes, he, by the power of God, will create Israel. And until then, they actually want to turn back Israel into a random, maybe an Arab state, not Jewish, completely unaffiliated with the Jewish culture, until a time when God will come and do it himself. This is why they don't support Israel, and this is why they are being tokenized, because they seem extra Jewish, they are anti-Israel, but they do still believe in Israel, just not yet. So it is a very strange situation, and most people don't understand why they see these Hasidic Jews that are speaking out against Israel, which is a very unusual thing for a reason, because 90% of Jews, if not more, support the state of Israel as a Jewish state. The argument's always on the left, and especially in these Jewish communities that are anti-Israel and hold these rallies to try and show that the Jews don't support this, always boil down to one thing: oppressor versus oppressed. We always like to boil things down. Who's the bad guy and who's the good guy? Anyone who would suggest that Israel is an oppressor would obviously be so uneducated or so brainwashed that they have not seen the history of how many times Israel has tried to make peace. They've only put up all of these supposed oppression things like checkpoints, borders, walls, had to have security fences put up, is only because of the terror that is caused by the freedoms that were given to them by the Israelis. And it was the Israelis, the only people who were giving these people rights, that they didn't have any of those same rights in Jordan, in Egypt, in Lebanon, in Syria. They have more rights where they are today than most of their cousins and brothers in other countries. So to suggest that Israel is an oppressor is actually completely factually inaccurate. On the other hand, we have the Palestinian Arabs who are living in Gaza. And the question is, are they victims or are they not victims? Anybody who would suggest that the Palestinians living in Gaza are not victims, for the most part, on the whole, would be maybe a little biased. There are victims there. I would say that any civilian, not terrorist, not terrorist sympathizer, is a victim. They are a victim of Hamas. They have had 20 years of being occupied by Hamas. Hamas took over in 2007 by a legitimate election. They then had a civil war with the PA, and then seized complete and total power over the region, and have used their schools, their hospitals, and any other civilian infrastructure against Israel and at the disadvantage of their people. So are the Palestinian Arabs of Gaza oppressed? I would suggest most of them are, by their own people. So why don't we sit here and say, instead of Israel as the oppressor, we turn that to where it really belongs, which is Hamas is the oppressor. It is a corrupt government. If you listen to some of my previous podcasts, you're going to hear about the billions of dollars of aid that their leaders are getting, living a fancy, fancy life in Qatar. And nobody's willing to call that out. I understand why the people of Gaza won't call that out. We do see on social media sometimes some information gets out with people saying, we don't want Hamas, get rid of Hamas, whatever. But the reality is they are under such strict oppression by their own government that many of them won't speak up. Right now, currently, Israel is outside of a hospital, refusing to go in because of the humanitarian reasons. But Hamas has no problem peeking out of those buildings through their tunnels and shooting at Israelis who they know cannot shoot back because they will not shoot into or at a hospital. This is the oppression. This is the problem. People need to start realizing who the real oppressor is, and these Jewish tokenized people who claim that Israel is always wrong and can never do anything right and has never once had the word Hamas come out of their lips because it's too difficult for them to keep up the charade of I support Palestinian lives, because if I say Hamas, then I might have to admit that Hamas is wrong and the actual oppressor here. So we just whitewash it and just don't talk about Hamas at all. We focus solely on everyone in Gaza who's a civilian and ignore completely that Hamas is the problem. And also pass that problem along to be Israel's problem. So Israel's the oppressor. In the end, I honestly really don't know what to say about these people who are taking over office buildings and protesting that are in the name of Jews claiming that they support the Palestinian people. I really don't know what to say. Like, I mean, I would love to have a conversation with one to try and figure out what's going on, but they are so rabid in making sure that they can stand up and be a part of the left that they will never speak up against Hamas. Because if they speak up against Hamas, people might clue in and go, oh, you might be one of those Jews who actually supports Palestinian Arabs in Gaza, and you will call out Hamas. You must be an Israeli-loving Jew. So therefore, we want to denounce you and cancel you and kick you out. I think the Jews on the left typically are so afraid of being canceled or called out or their Judaism used against them that they will go to any length to make sure that they don't lose their status as an ally on the left, even if it costs them their Jewish identity. I think the only way that we could fight these Jews for Palestinian lives or whatever these groups are that spread misinformation and are more than happy to be tokenized is by helping by putting out the facts. We have to just get the facts out. That's really all it is. Who knows? Maybe have a conversation with some of these people who are pro-Palestinian Jews and explain how you agree with them that the Palestinian lives in Gaza are important, but the problem isn't Israel. Maybe give them the facts about what Israel is doing on the ground now, saving Palestinian people's lives, making sure they get out of harm's way, moving them. I've seen clips and videos and stuff of people calling, Israeli soldiers calling Palestinians who are begging to get out of the area, but Hamas is blocking it. And they will sit there and they will go through road by road, take this road, then go here, then go here. And I can tell you that there's nothing more proud than two clips I've seen this week. One is a bunch of tanks on the road in Gaza protecting Palestinian Arabs to flee south, something that they have not been able to do since the beginning of this conflict. Why did it take them 3-4 weeks to leave? It's because Hamas was keeping them there. And the minute it was safe and the Israelis were actually protecting them, they happily left. They were good to go. Another clip that I saw was Gazans who were standing on the beach as the Israeli army comes up. And the Israeli army, first thing they did was not attack them, was not trying to get them out of there, push them away, treat them like animals, like people think the Israelis do. The IDF has the heart and the soul of a Jewish person. They have the same morals and beliefs that we have. They share our values. And what they did was they walked over. They had their doctors look at people, looking at children, looking at elderly. They gave them water. They gave them food. And they supported them. That's the Jewish way. We will do whatever it takes to free those people from their tyrannical government that was elected 20 years ago and has not held an election since. We need to get this message out. Please share this podcast, share different videos, go to our social media, check it out, pass things along, get the real information out. So these fake people putting out Jews for Palestine, misinformation cannot flood the airways. We need to get our message out. This has been another episode of the Jewish Diaspora Report. Don't forget to check us out on social media at jdr.podcast and check out some of our other episodes on your favorite podcast source. We'll see you next time.